This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Ever been to a mall with no intention of buying something, then end up going home with bags full of impulse buys? Well, you're not alone. Research shows that there is a 60% chance that browsing in malls can be converted into shopping, and the likelihood of that conversion can be increased further with special offers and seasonal messages when shoppers are already in a purchasing frame of mind. And to think about it, we are exposed to so many forms of ads at malls. There's no real escape, is there? Billboards, escalator wraps, wall-mounted displays, floor graphics. But the problem with all these forms of advertisements is that there's no real way to track their effectiveness, as they lack the technology to do so. And this is where Lantern Media aims to change things up with LED screens that can track engagement and provide data accountability. To talk to us about how their screens can help mall operators, property owners, and brands achieve their marketing objectives, we have on Open for Business today Paul Versley, co-founder and director of Lantern Media. Paul, thanks for joining us on Open for Business.
Thanks for having me, Audrey. Happy to be here.
So Lantern Media has been around since 2018, but you already have more than 100 screens across malls in the Klang Valley. Do these screens solve a pain point mall operators and brands seem to have with other forms of mall advertising?
Well, to look at those from two separate sides, I would say on the brand side, yes, it does solve a pain point. Brands previously were keen on advertising in malls, but especially on the advertising side, the cycle of when I have a campaign I want to plan until it's happening is very short. And with malls, that often was problematic because malls are not used to the advertising world. They would like payments up front. They would like to see the ad 6 weeks before it goes live, which ad agencies really can't make happen. Everything is within the realm of 2 to 3 days. It has to go from ideation until it's done. So that was a pain point, yes, which we are able to solve on the mall side. I wouldn't say it's as much of a pain point for them. It's really just another way, an additional revenue stream that they're able to tap with us. It's incremental revenue to the mall, which is risk-free. They don't have to invest anything. So it's a free value add, let's call it.
Okay. So let's talk about your screens. You know, how do they look like? How can I tell if I've interacted with one of these screens in the past year?
Well, you wouldn't probably actively think about that this is a Lantern Media screen. I mean, realistically, advertising surrounds us all day, every day, right? I think there are studies now that I have 4,000 points of communication in my regular day-to-day, so I probably wouldn't be actively on the lookout for, okay, this billboard is Big Tree, this screen is Lantern Media, whatnot. But however, if you were in one of the malls within our network, so that's 8 malls as of today, the chance that you encountered some Lantern Media advertising is pretty high because our screens are usually scattered throughout the mall in high footfall areas such as escalators, entrances, etc. So I would say if you live in Klang Valley, there's a pretty high likelihood that you have seen one of our screens, at least subconsciously.
So I understand that these screens are fitted with artificial intelligence technology, but what does this tech do?
Well, traditionally in advertising, especially in the more old school ways of advertising, say out of home, print, radio, advertisers have been struggling to find ways to quantify the impact. And nowadays with Facebook and Google and other forms of online advertising, they have been kind of spoiled with a breadth of data about who I'm able to reach, how do my ads perform, how many people actually click on my ads, how do these ads lead to purchases. So now advertisers are looking for that same type of accountability with all other forms of media. And we are essentially making use of AI to track how many people engage with our screens. So now it sounds a bit intrusive, I know, but our screens have a camera, and we would essentially track how many people look at the content. And based on AI, we would derive some insights about this audience, age and gender. So we track some basic demographic information. How long do people consume these ads? That's essentially what we use the technology for.
Is there any physical interaction with the screens itself?
Yes, they are touch screens. So That's also something, a value add that we believe is a differentiator for our medium, which you can't tap a billboard on the highway.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So with us, you have some basic interaction. You know, advertisers are able to give the audience an opportunity to engage more with the brand that they like. They can do a quiz. They can get a form, just browse a page. Really, whatever additional interaction there is, we can most likely make it happen.
So I understand that it also helps your partners identify the right demographics and sociographics of the audience as well. How does it do this?
By partners, I'm assuming you mean the malls, yeah. Right? For Lantern Media, we have partners, which are the malls, and clients, which are the advertisers. For the malls, they actually make use of this data in quite a variety of ways. Now, some malls less so than others, but for example, one of the ways that they make use of it is to identify the hot and cold zones of their mall. Mm. Now, the screens are scattered throughout the mall, and while mall operators obviously generally have a baseline idea, okay, there's obviously less people on my fifth floor than there are on the ground floor, they can't exactly quantify, is it 10%, is it 20%? With our screens, since we count how many people actually walk there, we are able to give them a bit of data about these things. So It helps them to justify how should my rents be on the fifth floor as opposed to the ground floor. If I have an event, and I know based off last year's data that Chinese New Year, there's 50% more people in the mall. Can I mark up my event space by 50%? All these things that data-driven organizations nowadays are using helps the malls effectively to price more dynamically, guide people to the cold zones. They are able to identify clusters in the mall, etc.
What about for your clients?
For clients, likewise. As I had mentioned previously, they are all looking for additional data to find out who am I reaching? Are my ads actually effective? Or am I just blasting money for the sake of blasting money, right? Mm. Because ads are not cheap, to be frank. So advertisers nowadays are tight. They want to know where their money goes. And the same way that the mall is able to tell where people are in the mall, the brands are able to tell which malls are the most relevant for me based on this demographic data. So say if I have a client that's HSBC, based on this demographic data, they are able to identify that for a campaign that targets younger individuals, they probably want to go to Sunway Pyramid, whereas if they have a campaign that's a, let's say, a privileged savings account, they would want to go to a mall like Bangsa Shopping Center, which obviously this is not world revolutionary. You know, these things, if you think about these malls, were probably the first things that came into your mind. But this way, there's not just the base idea. It's not gut feeling, but you actually have some data to back up these ideas.
And how does this provide data accountability that is otherwise unavailable?
Well, the reality of out-of-home is that there's very little data. If I own a billboard at the Federal Highway, most of the advertisers don't get any report or data. Really, they just get a number, which is what JKR reports as how many cars are there on the road. And now, that doesn't tell you anything of how many people actually looked at these ads, how many people went to your shop after, if you're a retail brand. So with us, at least you get a bit more engagement. You're able to tell, okay, of the 1 million people in the mall, how many people actually looked at my ads? So there's a deeper level of interaction of data that we are able to provide, which a billboard would not be able to provide.
All right. And is this tech already being used anywhere else in the world?
Yes and no. I mean, some parts it is, some parts it is, some parts use it different to how we use it. But yes, generally in the more, let's say, developed markets for out of home, there's organizations that track traffic on roads more in depth than they do in Malaysia. So there's definitely quite a breadth of data available that isn't available here. So we are just essentially looking to up that playing field and make it more, more accountable for brands so that they really know the money that I'm spending is in good hands. I'm getting the ROI and I'm not just kind of throwing it out there.
All right. It's time for a break, but when we come back, we dive deeper into the money behind these screens. More on Open for Business with Paul Versley of Lantern Media in just a bit. BFM 89.9.
Behold Freedom, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You are listening to Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. Paul Versley, co-founder and director of Lantern Media, is with me today. Now, Lantern Media is a provider of LED screens that utilizes artificial intelligence. And they have an existing network of more than 100 digital screens across 8 malls in the Klang Valley. And Lantern Media enables their partners to track and drive engagements as well as identify the right demographics and sociographics of the audience through a small camera and facial recognition technology in their screens. Very interesting stuff. Now, Paul, you and Lantern Media co-founders Leon Liu and Chester Ho, do you guys have a background in advertising? How did the idea of setting up Lantern Media come about?
Partially, yes. So my co-founder Leon, he came from online advertising. Chester and I, we don't exactly come from advertising, somewhat adjacent fields, but it was still pretty much a blue ocean for us to tap into something that we hadn't done before. And where this idea essentially came from is that coming from a online advertising background, we know that data is a key point for advertising. All advertisers look for more data. So we were just thinking of, okay, how can we combine this idea of having more data and advertising into something that can also make money? And based on other countries where there are business such as this one, we believe that we call it the small screen format, which essentially means that a billboard at the highway is what we call large format. We would go into the small screen format, which is a lot of locations with a lot of small screens, is a kind of a gap in the market in Malaysia. Because here, most out-of-home is billboards. It's an old history, industry with a long history of a lot of billboards. I mean, if you drive from here out to Subang, you probably drive past 200 billboards.
200? Really?
I mean, if you actively count, there's an insane number of billboards in KL. So it's a big industry. It's a very competitive industry. And so we were just looking at a way to get into this industry without being a direct competitor, because if there's so much competition, obviously it's very price sensitive. However, in that in-mall format that we are in, there's really no other competitors now, which is why we started this company, Lantern Media.
So these screens sound pretty impressive. Built-in cameras, facial recognition tech, AI tech, and you have more than 100 of them out there right now. How did you guys initially find the money to fund the business?
Well, we obviously have some angel investment. We also invested by Cradle, the Malaysian government fund that kind of helps startups get on their feet. So very grateful for the support that we've had so far. Has definitely allowed us to scale to this level within about a year and a half of operation. As you mentioned, 120 screens. We have all kinds of partners. The biggest companies in Malaysia is our partner. So very happy with how things have gone so far. Yes.
And the screens right now, are they sold or leased to the malls? How does that work?
Neither. Okay. Oh. The business model works as following, which is, it's a very attractive model to the malls. The way it works is that together with the mall, I would identify a number of locations where I could put up my screens. Say it's 10 screens in this mall. And then we agree on a business model where they get a share of the ad revenue. So essentially, I'm the one paying the mall. I'm the one paying for the screens. The mall only has to give me the socket of electricity. Mm-hmm. There is no investment on the mall. They don't have to put up any money. They don't have to look for the advertisers. That's why, another reason why I believe that the companies, the malls that we've worked with have been quick to get on board, and we have been able to scale this network that quickly, because it's risk-free. There's really no reason why a mall wouldn't do it. So that's how it works, essentially.
And what are the rates like for these ads on the screens?
So it varies between bigger malls and smaller malls, but on a screen, there will be 8 advertisers playing concurrently. And for each ad in one mall, the rates vary between, say, 10 to 20,000 ringgit.
Okay. And do you get a share or a cut of the ad revenue as well? Is that where the money comes
in? Yes, obviously. I mean, we are a media owner. We get the ad revenue and then we give a share to the malls. So that's essentially how we make money, right? I would put up my screens in a mall, say Bangsar Shopping Center. Then I sell a two-month campaign to Malaysia Airlines and Maybank. I get X amount of revenue off these clients, and then I have to show my invoices to the mall so that they know how much I made, and I give them a share of that.
So DC Mall, Star Hill, 1MK, Lot 10, Star Hill, I said Star Hill already, but never mind. New Central, Sunway Pyramid, they are some of the malls that currently house Lantern Media screens. Has it been a challenge to get some of the smaller malls to try the screens out?
Actually, I would say it's the other way around. The small malls, realistically, if we look at the mall and retail environment in Malaysia as it is today, the small malls are all struggling. There's just too many malls. I mean, I don't have the exact number in my head, but I think if you open any magazine, almost every week there's a new mall opening in Klang Valley. It's insane. And so these small malls are all kind of squeezed for money. So we, I mean, they don't have to pay us anything. I pay the mall on a monthly basis. Even if I don't get advertisers, there's still a minimum that I have to pay them. So it's very easy for us to close the small malls. The real challenge is getting advertisers for the small malls, because if there's less people there, it's also going to be less attractive to an advertiser. The real challenge and the real where the real money lies is the big malls.
And who are your main ad buyers? You know, is it just the big guys buying ads on your screens, or are smaller businesses keen on them as well?
Primarily, it's still big businesses. So clients that we've worked with include Maybank, Netflix, BMW, Hong Leong Bank, Malaysia Airlines, a big variety of local and foreign companies. But you probably noticed these are all big companies. We are looking at making out-of-home more attractive to small businesses, but so far it's been almost all big businesses, because out-of-home is primarily an awareness medium first still. Now, that means that if I'm an SME and my budget for marketing or advertising a month is, say, only 5,000 to 10,000 ringgit, I won't be getting the same ROI on out-of-home that I would be getting on Facebook and Google. So as a rational individual, that's where my money goes. To be able to benefit out of out-of-home, you really need to have a brand plan that can go across all media channels so that you can build a brand and you can reap the kind of long-term rewards of that.
And the data that you collect from these screens, you know, what happens to this data?
Well, essentially, we would keep the historic data, but what we store is really only the metadata. So we don't track your face. If you go to one of our malls in month A and you go to another mall in the next month, I won't be able to tell that, okay, Audrey went to this mall, then the next mall, the next month she went to this mall.
Okay.
So we would only track anonymized data. We are strictly compliant with PDP. And yeah, the way what happens with this data is it gives us more feedback. We can kind of see which malls do better, which malls do worse. We're able to pass that data back to the advertisers.
Right. And what's the next step for these screens, you know? Or does Lantern Media have other expansion plans beyond just getting more screens out there?
Yes. I mean, it sounds so simple, right, to just put up more screens. But yes, still a main point of our business is to be able to put more screens into good locations where there are people which advertisers want to buy into. On the other hand, something that is becoming more relevant is not only the analytics side, but also the media buying side of bringing traditional advertising to a modern day, which is on the same level as online advertising. So that means that through a online interface, I'm able to buy out-of-home ads, which right now is not possible. If I want to buy a digital billboard on the federal highway, I have to call that person, negotiate a price with him, send him my video via email, and then he has to run it by the local authorities, etc. So the next step is essentially going to be an online buying tool so that I can buy these ads similarly to how I can buy a vacuum cleaner on Lazada.
And do you see yourself expanding to erect these screens in buildings other than just malls?
Yes, in fact, we are actively looking, and we have secured a good network of new locations, which is not signed yet, so I can't exactly share what it is, but it'll be ready within the next 2 to 3 months. So yeah, essentially for us, the criteria of what is a good location to put a screen is that there is a good amount of people and they idle there. So you can kind of guess what kind of locations make sense. It's offices, gyms, petrol stations, government buildings, all these things where people tend to spend some time and they have some time to look at the screen, they idle. These are all kind of relevant locations that could be equipped with a screen.
All right. And just before we go, Paul, you know, what, in your opinion, is the future of network and out-of-home advertising in Malaysia?
Well, I think the core trend is that it's all moving towards the same standards as online media is. So that means there's more accountability on where the money is spent. There's more accountability on who am I reaching. It's moving from location-based buying to audience-based buying. That means that I'm no longer buying this billboard on the federal highway, but what I want to do is I want to buy this audience, because a brand really doesn't care about the location. It cares about hitting the right people, right?
Right.
So these are some clear trends in conjunction with that digital media buying format. I do believe we're going to see more screens across Malaysia, not just Klang Valley, and even, yeah, more advertising, as good or bad as that may be to most people.
On that note, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, Paul. I've been speaking with Paul Worsley, co-founder and director of Lantern Media. Now, for more information on Lantern Media and their screens, you can visit their website, www.lanternmedia.io. That's www.lanternmedia.io. And if you miss any part of this show, you know what to do. The podcast will be available on our website, bfm.my, in just a few minutes. Also, you can find our podcast on the BFM app, available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. And you can also find our podcast on Spotify if you enjoy listening to your podcast on the music streaming app. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Paul Worsley from Lantern Media, thank you for listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.